This is the download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time to carry out this, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news so you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Former Trump campaign staffer Sam Nunberg said publicly this weekend that he would not cooperate if called for a grand jury by Robert Mueller. His quote, "I'm not cooperating. Arrest me. You want to arrest me? Arrest me." Okay, we get it. You want to be arrested. Understood. Nunberg is not close to Trump. He was fired early in the campaign for writing dumb stuff on Facebook. But he does say that the whole Russia investigation is because Trump is, quote, an idiot, referring to firing Comey and mentioning the Russia investigation for doing so. And he has said even though he doesn't know for sure, it is possible that Trump did something about Russia on the campaign trail. I can't tell you for sure. I don't know, but maybe. Okay. Sounds like Nunberg likes seeing his name in the headlines. And an arrest in the Russia investigation, that's like Apple News territory, right? Get trending on CNN. Second story to a botched boob job on Fox News. That's a big deal. Lots of potential there, Sam. Good work. He's, as Pete said earlier, he's on round two tonight, hitting all the shows tonight. See how long that lasts. Jeanie Ives is criticizing Mayor Rahm Emanuel for plans to let voters use municipal ID cards to register and vote in the general election, saying it opens the door for widespread voter fraud. There it is. Ives prefers the tried and true method of five pieces of ID, long lines, broken machines, and essay questions about the Constitution, and a stare down from two thugs who just stand outside the polls. You know, the Illinois way. I kid, but the clerk points out that the municipal ID is just one way that you can vote. You can work with credit cards. There's other things. Even firework license are all applicable, although you still can't set off bottle rockets in the voting booth, which last I checked is our God-given right, Pete? Oh, wait, I read that wrong. It's firearms ID, not fireworks ID. So that thing about the bottle rockets, is that still? We still can't? Ah! You take away all the good stuff, America. The big issue here is political, as Ives is worried that the mayor is just giving undocumented immigrants a chance to vote for him. But others point that, you know, you got to prove you live here to vote. You don't have to prove that you're an American citizen. That's the rule in the state of Illinois. I did not know that. Is that the rub here? Is that what this is really about? I've always wondered about the anti-immigration stance in this country and why so many people who came here through immigration are against it now, right? I mean, it's one of the head scratchers. But I guess it does make sense that most of these immigrants are voting for one specific party. Therefore, they become a voting block that the other party hates. So this hate, it's political hate, it's voting hate. It's not skin color hate, right? It's voting hate. All right. Which hate is it? I'm confused. Just want to get straight. The Oscars are over. That's the only interesting storyline left is to find out if any of the stars blew off Ryan Seacrest, right? And even then, I'm like, I don't really care. Good to see download guests win, though. Gary Oldman, Jordan Peele. They came on the show, so that makes us best friends. I should call those guys up. You know, because every guest that comes on the show, especially when I get that 7 or 8 minutes with a Gary Oldman, when I'm done, the last question, I go, what's your sell? That was a great, thank you very much for the 6 minute interview at a hotel with the poster in the background. What's your sell? Just in case I need to follow up with any questions. That doesn't happen. I will say this, Steve James, the documentary filmmaker who made Abacus Small Enough to Jail, did not win. Which is annoying. I'm sure whoever won was worthy, right? But the Academy has snubbed James for films like Hoop Dreams, The Interrupters, and Life Itself. So you'd like to see him win for his body of work. And it's really about the voters at this point. Something tells me that people in the documentary category, the Academy, they vote like we vote for Cook County judges. The same kind of thing. Like, meh, I outdid this one. Icarus sounds fun. Abacus, Small Enough to Jail. Nah, I don't like jail. But yeah, Kobe, so. That's the biggest joke facade of the whole Oscars, and nobody calls it out. That Kobe Bryant played basketball in Los Angeles. The city of Hollywood is in the Los Angeles area. Therefore, most of the people who vote in the Academy are Laker fans. So if that was a short film that was made by, I don't know, James Harden, they'd be like, no, basketball. But Kobe, they're like, yeah, reminds me of the good days. Used to sit in the third row and watch Kobe and Shaq. Give him an Oscar. Cares about Colorado. Give him an Oscar. Amazon announced earlier this season that they are this season. I act like it's a this winter, I guess would be better. They're looking into their own health care for employees. Now their next business move, checking accounts. Yep. Amazon wants to get into the banking business. Am I the only one that's starting to see a world domination plan come into focus here? Really? What's next? Amazon announces that they're getting into the missile business? The weather controlling business? Amazon prisons? Wait, Jeff Bezos. Is he and Lex Luthor in the same room ever, anywhere? Anyone catch that? Right under our noses. Oof, did you see this story about online restaurant reservation scandals? Yep. This is great. Should we... You didn't see it? All right, well, should we just move on? Oh, no, I'll tell you about it. Okay, so there are two companies that you go through for booking reservations online in Chicago, Reserve and OpenTable, but those are the big two. And recently, restaurants have been hit with a rash of no-shows from reservations booked through Reserve. It turns out that it was a rogue OpenTable employee who was creating fake reservations to make Reserve look bad and OpenTable look stronger in sales pitches. Well, he or she is a rogue employee now that they've been caught, but... Sure how rogue they were when they were doing it. But it does point to a larger issue that there are still ramifications to the wild, wild west of using the internet for everything. I mean, maybe this could have been avoided by just booking and flaking on reservations the old-fashioned way. By phone. Oh, yeah, can I get a table for three? And then just don't show up. Right? Daycare providers in Des Plaines have been handing out gummy bears laced with melatonin. At least that's what police accuse. I guess that's a thing? That is terrifying to give to toddlers all the time. Although melatonin, it's not meth, but still. Gummy bear force naps, never a good thing. In weather, come on, guys, it's March. What's with this snow? I said good day, snow. I said good day. No, it's raining and wet and cold. Not a good way to start this month in sports. Loyola Rambler time. The first time since 1985 that the Ramblers will represent Chicago in the NCAA tournament. Yep, they won the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. Now they get a week off before Selection Sunday, where they ultimately will be disrespected with a low seed. But maybe not. They ended up being 28-5. Hopefully the CBS cameras will head up to Rogers Park for the announcement on Sunday so Greg Gumbel can say, and the Kentucky Wildcats will play Loyola University Chicago. The Ramblers from Loyola University Chicago. And everyone goes wild at the Heartland Cafe. Or maybe the five guys on Sheridan. So, can I ask a dumb question? When the school is abbreviated, they go with, I think it's LOY-IL. That's what it showed up in the tournament brackets. Why not L? I don't understand why it's not LOY-CHI. It's a strange, because Loyola University of Chicago, why does the IL for Illinois? I don't get it. There's my dumb question for the day. The Bulls play the Celtics tonight. Kyrie Irving is out. Wouldn't you be? We're now 9 days away from free agency beginning in the NFL. Bears rumors heating up that perhaps we're talking with Dolphins. We are talking with the Dolphins. Not the Dolphins, but the agent for wide receiver Jarvis Landry. Landry is Mr. Productive in Miami, but the Dolphins are reluctant to pay him, so he wants out. Well, we should get him before Dow Loggins coaches him up down there. That's all I got to say about that. Spring training update. Tomorrow's a big one for the Cubs. Yu Darvish will throw his first game this spring. Also, Ben Zobrist will make his debut, and Brandon Morrow, the new Cubs closer, will as well. Don't look now, but Ian Happ having a great start to the spring with four homers already. With John Jay gone, will the Cubs have room for Happ in the crowded outfield that looks to start Schwarber, Hayward, and Almora Jr.? If he hits like he's doing this spring, we'll all be like, Hayward who? Oh, it's the eighth inning? Bring Hayward in. Play defense. On the White Sox side, Moncada had a big game. Going to need a few of those. Renteria experimented a bit last week by having Yoan lead off this spring. That would be interesting and not a terrible idea if Moncada has plate discipline. Look at Springer in Houston and even Schwarber in Chicago. Long gone are the days of the little guy leading off with the bunt single. I'm looking in your direction, Scotty Pods. And finally tonight, United Airlines thought they had a good idea with taking away employee bonuses and instead putting everyone in a lottery for cash prizes, cars, and of course nothing if you don't randomly get picked. Today, employees took to the internet for a digital rebellion, and United is pulling that idea off the table. Wow, that's all it took? Really? We've been trying that for years as customers. Something tells me that the lottery idea will not be killed, though. It'll just be passed on to us, right? Like if we draw your name, you get your bags back. If not, fly again. You know that's a big piece of innovation, so they're not going to let it just die. That's the carryout for March 5th, 2018. Hey, the cold is messing up our March flow. We already took the grill cover off. There's no way we can put it back on. It's mentally too much. All right, coming up, Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy will play Touche. Both the guys will be here. Democrats and Republicans hating on each other. Always good radio. And we'll talk about the Auditorium Theater coming up in the Big Table. It's a download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.